May is Mental Health Awareness Month. It was established in 1949 to increase awareness of the importance of mental health and wellness in Americans' lives and to celebrate recovery from mental illness. For more than 20 years, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration has recognized Mental Health Awareness Month every May to increase awareness about the vital role mental health plays in our overall health and well-being, and provide resources and information to support individuals and communities who may need mental health support. RadioSaintPete.com asked Tampa Bay's Catherine Hodge, LMHC Counseling Services, for some mental health tips for dealing with grief, loss, and other life issues.
My name is Catherine Hodge, and I'm a licensed mental health counselor who specializes in trauma and grief. I'm located in South Tampa, and I've had a private practice for 8 years. Mental health has become more of a focus in recent years, especially since COVID. One issue that will touch all of us is losing someone or something. It could be the death of a loved one, a parent, a spouse, a friend, a beloved pet, or it could be a job loss, a severe medical diagnosis, which is loss of health, or a change in life situation, becoming an empty nester, or even retirement. You know, loss will affect all of us. A common theme I see in my office with clients who are grieving is that their support system typically fails them in some way. People don't know how to effectively support someone who is grieving. It's quite sad to see. Sometimes it damages long-lasting relationships. That's why I wrote a book to help the helper, so to speak. It provides detailed guidance on what to say and even what not to say to someone grieving a loss. Unfortunately, one of the most common things I hear is that people tend to avoid the person grieving, usually because they don't know what to say or they think they need space. This is usually one of the worst things to do. Another common mistake is to actively try to make the person feel better. I mean, this may seem counterintuitive, but when we try to make someone feel better, it's hard to be present with them and listen. You know, so one thing is don't offer trite sayings, you know, to pacify their emotions. Like, he's in a better place. It was her time to go. At least they aren't suffering anymore. I mean, they may say it themselves, but don't say it to them because it can invalidate and dismiss their pain. Another thing is don't offer unsolicited opinions or advice. You know, the way they think and how they feel is expected and normal. So the things that you can do is, first and foremost, be genuine. Don't be afraid to say you struggle with emotions or worried you're going to say the wrong thing or don't know what to say. You know, so you could say something like, I don't know what to do or say, but I'm here for you in this and willing to learn what you need from me. Another important piece is, you know, empathize and validate their feelings. You know, empathy isn't about relating to someone's exact experience. It's about relating to their emotions. You know, like, yes, this is hard. I'd be angry too. This just sucks. You know, it makes sense you don't want to do anything. And the last tip I'd give is, you know, talk about the loss with them. And just listen. Simply being with them can be more powerful than saying anything with words. You know, and these are just basic guidelines. Really, the expert in all of this is the person grieving. If you're afraid you're going to say the wrong thing, just ask them, hey, was that the wrong thing to say? And I have many more tips with specific examples in my book, What Do I Say? How to Support Others in Grief. It's available on Amazon And in the Tampa Bay area, it's at Bella Prana Collective Yoga Studio and at Oxford Exchange. You can find me on my website at katherinehodge.com. Thank you so much for your time and opportunity to speak about an important but often overlooked topic.
As always, if you know someone who is struggling with mental health issues, please contact a licensed professional and take advantage of other local resources such as crisiscenter.com or 211tampabay.org. In the case of an emergency, dial 911.